broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here, rocking and rolling with Stone Payton at the OAUG Conference. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, but there's an awful lot of activity in here for the first evening.
I mean, this place is just buzzing. Couldn't wait to get in here.
You know, I think I know why.
It's
because we had the HP guy on.
That's right.
That's right.
And they're lining up.
That's right.
People brought food and lawn chairs.
And they're all ready to listen to our buddy Steve Petruno. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So you're with Hewlett-Packard.
Yes.
You have a real job there.
An actual job, yes.
So tell us a little bit about your role. What do you do over there for HP?
I do product marketing for Oracle services worldwide.
And presumably you're pretty good at it?
I hope so.
So what you doing here, man? What do you hope to accomplish by being here for these few days?
We're just going to let everybody know what the services HP provides and some of the work we can do.
Now, are you seeing any major trends here emerging in the enterprise marketplace?
HP is capitalizing on a new style of IT that is being driven by cloud, mobility, and big data. Organizations that can capitalize on these major shifts have a big opportunity. HP is providing solutions that span hardware, software, and services. And HP's platform is agnostic yet integrated. And our company enables customers to bridge the past with the future.
So what's the history on you guys working together, you and Oracle? What's the backstory on that?
We've been a partner with Oracle for about 30 years.
You don't look that old, Steve. You've been at it the whole time?
I've only been at it for 23 years.
So tell us a little bit about your activities over the next few days. What are you going to do to get the most out of this?
We have presentations that we're given, mini theater presentations. We're meeting with some clients and just trying to get the word out about our services.
And your shirt looks very nice, by the way.
Thank you.
So you've already done a presentation.
I did a presentation yesterday.
And so what were you talking about?
Yesterday's presentation was on our cloud services, our converged infrastructure, our cloud maps, and how we can shorten the time frame to get from a solution that they're on today to a cloud-optimized solution.
So how is the cloud evolving? How are people using it now as opposed to how they were using it in the past?
Traditional IT has been a little bit... traditional IT has been the thing we've been using now, and cloud is the new platform. And the thing about the cloud is not every application needs to go to the cloud. I mean, HP has cloud maps, converged infrastructure that can accelerate, but not every application that people use today is made for the cloud. So even with the cloud environment, there's still going to be traditional IT, legacy IT, and they'll be integrated with applications that run on the cloud.
And you're real big on this idea of choice, right? I mean, this is very important to you, and you talk a lot about this, yeah?
Well, absolutely. HP provides our cloud environment provides choice, provides security, provides integration and innovation.
Why do you think it's an advantage to work with HP regarding your relationship with Oracle? Like, how does that benefit the customer?
Well, so we've been partnering with Oracle for, like I said, about 30 years. We have 140,000 joint clients. We have joint solutions. And between the two of us, you know, we're talking $1 billion of revenue and time we've spent together. So we have a lot of history.
And so obviously you create a platform, you have set up an environment where you collect a lot of information, you get a lot of input from the people who are using Oracle and from the Oracle folks. Speak to that a little bit, because you do a lot of these user groups. Tell us what are the things you do to keep that communication open and get this data from these folks.
Like, we just sponsored a CIO roundtable a couple months ago, where we got some CIOs in the Dallas area together to talk about cloud and their issues around cloud and what they're looking for. They would bring up the fact that they were unsure as to which applications they wanted to bring. So, for example, HP has an assessment, a transformation to cloud assessment that we can bring to the table and show people which applications make sense to move to the cloud. Because, again, not everything's going to go to the cloud. Some applications... it doesn't make sense to move them. So we have an assessment that'll help clients make that decision.
So when you're working with like kind of users groups and you're getting their feedback right from the horse's mouth, how does that impact how you guys as a company move forward?
Well, we absolutely listen to our users. Last year, you know, listening to our users and what they want, HP had over 1,200 patents.
1,200 patents?
Yeah, that's more than Apple, Google, and Oracle combined.
Wow.
So we listen to our clients. We take their input and put that into our products.
So you guys, sounds like you are uniquely positioned to respond very quickly and thoroughly as you get this information in. So what is the biggest challenge you think facing customers that are considering going to the cloud? Is it this assessment and making sure they put the right things in the cloud, and those that don't make sense, they don't put in the cloud? Or what do you find is their biggest challenge and where they need the most support?
Well, most of our clients are concerned about choice and innovation. So that's
invasion. Is that what you said?
Innovation.
I've been watching too much news.
Some of the clients care about invasion.
Invasion. Right. Well, from a security perspective, that would be true. And our HP solutions provide choice, confidence, and security to keep those invasions out.
I think he said those three things before. Did you hear him just rattle that off? The marketing person is delighted. Very, very good job on that. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, that's good. HP clients trust our end-to-end management and the consistent common architecture that we use across all our delivery models. So we're a very trusted partner in the industry, and that helps us out.
So now you mentioned the importance of innovation. What innovation can our listeners expect from HP?
So we have cloud maps we were talking about that can take your moving your applications to a cloud environment down from 10 weeks down to a couple of hours, and in some cases even minutes. We're working on some industry items with the banking industry and some BRM solutions for the communications industry. We have a huge push in information management and analytics. That's a big area right now. We have Oracle Real Application Cluster, that's RAC, built using clustering technology license. That's another innovation area for us.
So what's an example? We've mentioned a couple times, at least you have, that there are some things that just really don't belong on the cloud. What are some examples of some things that it just might make better sense not to put in the cloud?
Well, if you have a static application that's not it's static, so that means it's not dynamic. That means you don't need to expand. You know it's not going to grow as far as the application is concerned. You don't need to add server space. If you have a dynamic environment where you're going to need to be testing and have development sites and add virtual machines constantly, those are good areas for the cloud. If you have a static application that's not changing, then there's really no reason to leave it. You can leave it on a converged infrastructure in a traditional model.
All right, so let's say we take our thing to the cloud. Where could the wheels come off? I'm not saying at HP, maybe somewhere else, but where can the wheels come off when we go to the cloud? Where's the big pitfalls?
Well, yeah.
Anywhere but HP, is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, you have pitfalls everywhere, right?
So right.
You go through the assessment process to figure out which applications you want to move, because you move the wrong application over there, you're just wasting your money.
Right.
So now you're wasting time. You have security issues. So HP provides infrastructure for our clients, and we have other companies. So you have like an Accenture or Deloitte, other companies that also use our infrastructure to supply for their clients. And even clients that do their own services, we have a partner management interface, and that's a big area because you have many partners coming into the same box because it's all virtual. And so the security to allow John from Rob from Steve to be able to get to their data but not see anybody else's, that's a security issue. So,
all right. Now, if our listeners wanted to learn more, is there a website? Where would you send them?
Well, right now at Collaborate, we have a booth, booth 1145. They can stop by that booth. We can have more information at hp.com. They can do hp.com/oracle/services, hp.com/go/oracle, and that'll get you the Oracle information. And I think everybody should stop by the booth. Again, that's booth 1145, and register to win an HP Envy laptop.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, thank you so much for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few.